our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We are awesome.
But that's also not how we talk. If this is your first time listening, like...
This is how I talk.
That's never been... Is that consistent with what you were just doing? I actually can't even tell.
This is always how I talk.
I don't think you know where you're from. Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I see. The mystique has been broken, unveiled. What's the word I'm looking
for? I am
from
Minsk.
I'm out of words because I was on too many planes today. I was only on two planes and then I drove an hour, but that was too many planes. And I have vertigo, so everywhere I go, it kind of feels like, you know how when you stand on the end of a dock and the dock sways just a little bit? It's like that, but just all the time. So I'm hoping it goes away. If it doesn't go away in a couple days, I'm going to go see a doctor.
So I went to the Grand Cities Games today, before, because my car was fucked.
Yeah, your car was fucked. It's better now, but at a large cost.
Yeah, it's fixed. But anyway, Dan let me borrow his car. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
I don't know if it's his car, but the car.
Dan provided it. Dan was the person.
Anyway, I went there, and then Dan and Luke were there and putting away comic books, and they have Grumpy Cat comic books.
No. Why? What do you think is in a Grumpy Cat comic book?
Grumpy Cat.
No, I know that, but like what happens in a Grumpy Cat?
Grumpy Cat was driving a car.
Did you read it?
No, I just saw the cover.
Oh, he's driving a car and he hates... Okay, but... so I would like to tear down this premise first. He is a cat. Also, she is a cat and can't drive a car. Last I checked. Cats don't drive cars.
Do you know that dogs can drive cars? I just heard about that.
Oh, dogs can drive cars, can they?
In New Zealand, they can drive cars.
I don't think that's true. Please tell me more. You're going to need to elaborate because I don't think that's true.
Let me pull
up
the video.
Is it just that it's not technically illegal? Is that what it is? Because that's like a thing, right?
Dogs driving cars.
Oh, dear. This is like a... Okay, well, that's just a picture of a dog in a car.
World's first dog driving car. Look at him actually driving.
No. I don't buy it. I get that it's like a thing, but I don't believe it. Oh, he's barking because he's a dog. It's too quiet.
Don't be alarmed.
Nobody can hear it.
Good boy.
He's trained and he knows what he's doing.
What?
A is for accelerator. Monty understands and he's off.
No, what? This dog's driving a car, you guys.
Yeah, I told you.
Like, not with his feet, though, like on a pedal or anything. I don't think he knows who has right of way at a four-way.
So I learned about this from another podcast.
Mm-mm.
That I...
BS. I still don't buy it.
But actually, in the other podcast, they were talking about dogs flying planes.
No.
But they don't start the planes. Someone else takes off, and someone else lands it.
Okay. Planes take care of themselves in the air.
I know. So. You can have a dog just hitting buttons, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, this other podcast I listened to, it's called the... Alex and Marcus are redundant
because
they became redundant, which means they got fired. That's what it means in England.
I know that's what it means.
Well, I was telling the listeners.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were telling me because
I was telling our viewers.
Talking to each other, all our viewers.
And they've been made redundant, and so they just do a podcast now about how they've been made redundant.
Are they trying to find other jobs?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not working.
Well,
I know sometimes you have to be a temp or whatever for
a
while.
A podcast. I don't know. Well,
are they going to stop doing the podcast when they have jobs?
I don't know. We can ask them. I don't think they'll listen to our
podcast.
They're not going
to. It's fine. They don't have to listen to our podcast. I don't expect that.
But I was the I'm like their first listener.
They're their listener. I see there's an apple behind you in the basket.
Is that our snack?
Oh, no, I'm just saying what concerns me about that is that apple was there when I left. And it's been like 5 days since I left.
It smells okay.
I'm sure it smells fine, but it's probably a little squishy.
We do need a snack.
No, I don't. Oh, don't just rub it on your underwear. I mean, I guess technically it would be your pants, but you're not wearing pants, so it's just your underwear. No, wash it. Wash it off. There's gross stuff on apples. Like pesticides and whatever. Is it fine inside? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's too late to wash it. Why would you do that to me?
I could bite from
no,
the inside.
No, you didn't wash it.
You can bite the inside without the outside.
Fine. I can't bite the inside.
We're having a snack.
It doesn't fit in my mouth at all. You gotta eat off like a side of it so I can get my mouth in there. No, it's too deep. You gotta take the peel off the side. It's too deep. You bit too deep. There you go. You gotta clear out an area. You gotta clear out an apple area. If anyone's wondering, remember that one time that we had gummy shapes and then we had like a tournament? And then we had like a winner and a champion and a gummy. Oh,
you're the champion.
Cup. It's
cup.
Still here. No, don't put it there.
You get the trophy.
It'll get lost there. But we still have it, by the way. It's slumped over a little.
Yeah, it's
in the meantime.
Hard.
Is it? Mm. Like solid.
Yeah. And these are like, they're gummy things, like American gummy ones.
Uh-huh.
Not like British gummy ones.
Yeah.
Because those are like jellies. Like jelly babies are a different texture.
Uh-huh. Well, I know. They have gummy stuff like ours, too.
Do they?
I think so.
Like gummy worms and gummy bears?
Probably, right?
Well, I think Haribo is German.
Yeah.
So they would have...
Yeah, we should know about that.
Gummy bears. It's gummy ones, not jelly ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't really like jelly babies. Jelly babies?
I like the current flavored ones.
I think the texture's too weird.
It's like they're kind of grainy?
Yeah, and like soft. Like weirdly soft. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like they have goo in the middle. I don't know. I don't like it.
They're like Jaffa cakes.
They had Jaffa cakes for sale at the British pub that I went to.
Oh, yeah. You can talk about your trip that you
went
to
Seattle. Oh, my God. Guys, I did so much stuff in the last 5 days.
That's why our podcast is late, because Holly was in Seattle yesterday.
I'm choking an apple. This will be supremely uninteresting to my sister, as she lived like half this. So it's like a third of our listeners that are being
completely
isolated. This is your apple? Did you take the sticker off it so you could actually eat the rest of it? Yeah, you know what you should do next time is wash the apple.
No, it's my apple.
Uh-huh.
I do what I want.
Okay. Anyway, so I did like a two-city tour this weekend. So on Friday and Saturday, I was in Minneapolis with my mom and my sister, and we went to a comedy show with Kathleen Madigan, and it was all right. And then...
Quit looking at my apple.
I can't look at your apple. Mm. How am I going to look at you without looking at your apple?
My apple.
The apple's right in front
it's
of your
my
face.
My apple, bitch.
Wow. That escalated quickly. I mean, I'm literally just looking at your face like to have a conversation with you, but you're just like, nah, apple. Apple's in my face. You can't look at me.
It's my apple.
Anyway, so we went to Minneapolis. We ate at some restaurants. Like, we ate at a British pub, and I had bangers and mash, and it was good.
Was there an apple? Did you have an apple?
No.
I have an apple.
I had some peas. There were peas on my plate. I ate some of them. My mom had a steak and ale pie, which is what I was going to get, but I was afraid it would taste like alcohol, but it totally didn't. It was super rich and delicious. I don't know if I could have finished it, though, because it was really rich, really good. My sister had, I already forgot. Must not have been that important.
You ate at so many restaurants.
It's probably like a burger or something. Sister, I'm sorry that I forgot what you got.
A British burger?
Yeah.
Or just a regular, boring burger?
Well, I know she can finish it.
What did she get for brunch the next day?
Brunch the next day, she had the hash. Like the corned beef hash.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we went to
house. I had that. Or you had that.
So later that night, no, Friday was the night we had dinner. We ate McDonald's on the way up because we're classy people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday we went for brunch that was really just lunch because it was like 1 p.m. she had the corned beef hash and I had the ham and pear sandwich. Ham and pear and Swiss cheese. Really good. It sounds like it'd be weird, but it's super good.
Like the sweetness of the pear.
Yeah,
really,
and my mom had the lemon ricotta hotcakes. So three of the dishes that they're like pretty
sausage bread,
pretty solid one. And then yes, we had some sausage bread for the table. And it was, man, that sausage bread. I gotta buy their cookbook so I can get the recipe for it, so I can attempt to make it.
I know that there's coffee in it.
Yeah.
It's like really, really dense bread with sausage and coffee in it.
Yeah. I don't know if there's bread in it, though.
Mm.
Like, I just don't know what it's made of. It's so strange.
Maybe
and then you
there might be
they
beer
serve
in it. I think there's, maybe there's like some stout or something in it.
I don't think so. Maybe. I know that they serve it with banana peanut butter, which sounds really fancy, but it's honestly just like they grind up a banana when they grind up a peanut butter because they make their own peanut butter. So
they just throw a banana in
And they're like, no, it's banana peanut butter. And it's good. It's really good.
You're like, okay.
But it's also just banana peanut butter.
Right.
And then later that night after the show, I wasn't really hungry before that. Oh, we went to a market. So there was this, like, global market thing that my mom had read about on the internet and, like, heard from her coworker or something that it was good. So we decided to go there, and we're like, oh, the light rail goes relatively near there. We'll just make a quick walk. No, 14-block walk from the light rail. We didn't realize it. So after walking 14 blocks, like, half an hour, like, 80-degree sun, none of us were prepared for this. We're, like, all wearing pants.
It was 80 degrees everywhere except for here.
Yeah, I had, like, a sweatshirt on. And we got there, and it was just not, like, if you were hungry, it would be a really good place to go, because there were a lot of, like, international sort of foods, but besides that, the stores were just your typical, like, I don't know if you've ever been to, like, a street fair, or, like, a shitty mall. There's always those, like, handcrafted,
like yarn,
colored shirts.
Yarn art?
No, like the colored shirts or skirts or stuff that you can tell were made in bulk in Vietnam or whatever, and then they're like selling them for $45,
right.
And you're just like, okay. It was a lot of that.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Yeah. And then
that,
like touristy sort of gifty sort
of
stuff.
It was like a, like kind of like a farmer's market because they had some farmers who sold goods there.
Uh-huh.
And well, there's a lot of Amish people selling like honey and and shoe fly pie and all kinds of cool stuff.
Where was this?
Oh, this was, it's called the Hometown Auction, but it wasn't an auction. It was just like a farmer's market, but there was also like a lot of junk stalls. And there was
but where was it?
It was in Hometown, PA.
Okay. See, that was what I didn't know the answer to that question, and then you didn't answer it.
Yeah, it was the Hometown Auction.
Okay.
It was just called Hometown. It was out that way.
I wouldn't have expected the Hometown Auction to be in Hometown. I just thought like Hometown Auction in someone's hometown, not like a place called Hometown.
Yeah. I remember there was a sign when you're going there, and like there's like, you know how like there's like a city is this way, city is that way. One of the cities was a person's name, and the other city was a different person's name.
Mm.
I just don't remember what they were.
Just like Jessica and Maureen.
Yeah, but they were like two different ways, and I'm like, you go that way for Jessica.
Yeah, so anyway, this market was not all it was cracked up to be. It was very like white people trying to appropriate other cultures sort of thing. Just, like, stuff white people would buy. Not, like, actually authentic to any culture stuff. So, we gave up there. We didn't feel like walking the 14 blocks back to the light rail station, so we got an Uber to take.
So, what do you think about the Vikings sport team? Is that a cultural appropriation?
No.
Why?
Maybe. I don't know that white people can appropriate white people.
Right, but there's black people that play it.
No, but the Vikings, like, the logo and everything is white people.
Right, but if people, like are on the team, are they allowed to not be Vikings?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Like, sports teams, they're called different things. I don't understand cultural appropriation.
I don't think you can appropriate white people culture.
Why?
So cultural appropriation is, like, usually it's white people taking other cultures. They're minority cultures that, for a lot of different things, they don't approve of it. For example, dreaded hair, right? If a black person had dreaded hair, a lot of white people will look down on them. And that's what their hair does naturally. Like, if you do it, like, natural locks in your hair as a black person. White people get dreads, and for some reason, that's okay. So, it's...
I always thought white dreads
it's like
weird.
They are, but it's like a double standard. And so it's like tourism in another culture.
Is yoga cultural appropriation?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like you're only picking out the parts of the other cultures that you have decided are good enough
for you. What about, like, martial arts of different places?
Yeah, I think you gotta be careful there. Yeah. Anyway, back to this market.
Well, I'm gonna learn about this. I'm interested.
I'm honestly not... I don't think I'm educated enough to take a very strong stand on it, and I don't want to, like, say stuff that's wrong, and then I'd have to, like, go back and try to fix it later, so...
But I just want to know about it.
Well, learn yourself.
Well, I thought, like, it's not up to me to educate you. You're supposed to know all this stuff.
Right, but it's not up to me to educate you. It's up to yourself to educate yourself.
But I thought it would be, we could educate our listeners as well.
Cool, but I'm not the right person to talk about cultural appropriation.
Oh, okay.
The people who should be talking about it are the people whose cultures are being appropriated. Go look at something that a black person has written about cultural appropriation. Someone who's, like, speaks up for that voice. Because I can't be the voice of another culture. That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I can boost their voices, but I can't be that voice.
What if your culture was appropriated?
I don't think it could be. First off, I don't have any culture.
Yeah, you watch a lot of Netflix.
Yeah. Is someone else appropriating my Netflix?
Yeah.
No.
What if somebody else watches YouTube as much as you?
Then I would feel sorry for them.
And that one really annoying girl. Oh my god.
Anyway, so this market was crap. We took an Uber back. Uber's cool because they're like, it's just some friend who comes pick you up and drop you off somewhere, and you don't have to hand them any money. You pay in the app.
Yeah, I know. I like that part.
It automatically
gets paid.
So anyway, we ended up, we had a bunch of extra time in the afternoon before our show, so we went to the Mall of America instead because the light rail also went to the Mall of America.
Right,
and
we just
wandered around and
did
some clothes shopping. No, we did a lot of clothes shopping.
That's the rule.
You
broke the rules
in
the mall.
At the global, like, the market, we had bought, there was, like, a bakery, so we bought...
Haagen-Dazs?
No, we bought salted caramel chocolate tarts and lavender cookies. And the cookies were better than the tarts. The tarts needed more salt.
Should have got, like, a coffee milkshake from Haagen-Dazs.
Okay, but I didn't, though.
But it's right by the exit.
So anyway, then we had our show... We went to the show.
Did you miss me when you were gone?
I did miss you.
I can tell.
And we had our show, and it was fine. And then my sister and my mom decided they were hungry, and it was like 10 p.m. And I'm like, I have to get up and make a plane tomorrow, but okay. So we went to a place, like the Great American Burger Place.
Oh,
whatever
place
it was.
With the awesome burgers.
Yeah, and they had some burgers, and I had like...
Milkshake?
No, it's some kind of appetizer. I don't even remember. I'm all fuzzy right now.
There's
like,
not enough
there's
milkshakes in
this
story.
Head.
There's not enough milkshakes.
Oh, I haven't gotten the milkshake yet. I'll get to the milkshake.
There's a milkshake?
There is a milkshake.
Okay.
There's a milkshake in the story.
All right. I'm all ears.
So, I think I got like... Oh, my sister had a tater tot burger. It like had tater tots on it.
Right.
And it was served with tater tots and it was crazy. Like, who even does that? Did you know that's even a thing that you could do?
What was the one that I got?
You
got Captain
America, which was like two burgers.
Yeah,
it was the only time I've ever seen you be like, that's too much burger.
Yeah, but I saved it and ate it later.
You did,
it
but it was
awesome.
it was way too much burger.
And it was like $11 and it was like the giantest burger I'd ever seen.
But it was like an insane amount of burger.
Yeah.
It was too
it
much
was
burger.
It was crazy.
It was
I don't know, burger. is that bad if you say something's crazy? Is that offensive to people?
It's ableist. Yep.
That was retarded.
Oh, no. No, no, that's not better.
What do I
ridiculous
say?
Ridiculous is fine. Ridiculous
no, well, it
wasn't
is ridiculous.
Fine. That's the spirit of what you're trying to say.
No, it was gay.
That's
it was
not,
Jewish?
We need to,
I don't know.
It was real Jewy.
I'm just trying to be...
We have to turn off this podcast.
I'm trying to say something awful.
Yeah, it's working. I already can't remember what thing that I got that night. My whole weekend's blending together and I'm tired. So
did you say Jewy?
I did. So the next morning
I'm
I got up
by that.
And I got on the light rail and I took a train to the airport and they're like, get here 2 hours early because security might take forever. And I was in like 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's how it works.
And I took a direct flight to Seattle. It was very nice because it was direct.
You arrived at SeaTac?
I arrived at SeaTac and my coworker Jill picked me up. She drove 8 hours round trip to come see me, which was real weird. She brought her dog with her, who was super cute.
You guys besties?
I don't know if we're besties, but like...
Are you like second besties?
No, I mean...
Third besties?
We can just be friends.
Okay.
Can you just be friends with someone? Do you have to be besties?
BFFs?
No.
BFFs forever?
BFFs forever. ETF no, machine. You know what that means? It's like butt fucking friends forever. That's what that is.
Is it? BFFs
yeah, probably.
Forever?
Well, because otherwise the F is redundant, right? Yeah. So it's got to be butt fucking friends.
Forever.
What else could it be? What else could BFF stand for?
Burger
finding fiends.
Big fat fucks.
Big fat fucks.
Forever.
Big fat fucks forever. I think that's Weight Watchers.
Find your BFF.
Oh boy.
And Weight Watchers.
Yeah. So
is that fattest? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Sizest, I guess.
Okay.
Usually it's called like body shaming or fat shaming.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not anything ist. You're just a shamer.
Like, yeah, I can be sizist, but it's not as commonly used.
Would you rather be a shamer or in something ist?
I think they're almost the same thing, so.
It'd be like a.
So we went to a restaurant because it was.
Crazy shamer?
Yeah, okay. So we went to a restaurant because it was lunchtime and it was a burger place.
I'm sorry if I'm hijacking your story.
You are, and it's getting annoying, and you're trying to be offensive, and it's not even that funny because, like, it's not that funny to offend people.
Okay.
It's not that funny to be hurtful to people.
Okay, tell me.
And you're trying to pretend that that's funny.
Tell me your story.
I had a burger that had pork and duck in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Dork. It's a duck pork
that's
burger.
That's offensive.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. To people who are dorks.
Is it Nerdist?
It's Nerdist.
Uh-huh. And I had some tater tots. Except I didn't say tater tots. I had to order them as tots because apparently everyone just knows what that is. Like I looked anywhere on the menu because I didn't want to sound ridiculous when I ordered it and everyone on the menu just said tots. So I said tots. But here we say tater tots. So I don't know.
They're just tots. Because you know what they're made out of. What else is made out of?
What did they call them unchopped? It was like potato tots, I think they had to say.
What else is a tot made out of?
I don't, the child?
No. They don't make baby tots.
No. But they call kids tots, right?
Yeah, like a toddler.
Yeah, but they'll shorten it to tots sometimes.
Yeah, but that's not right.
Oh, it's not?
A potato tot.
What were they? Maybe they had to call them like potato puffs. I don't remember, but it was like a weird thing that they had to like get around.
Because they couldn't say tater tots.
Because it was like licensed or whatever. So I had that, and my friends had other stuff, and I had a milkshake. This is where the milkshake comes in.
Is it a duck and pork milkshake?
No, it was a Whopper malted milk ball milkshake, which really just meant it was a malt, but like a little stronger.
Like a little bit of chocolate
in it. It was good.
Chocolate malt. Okay.
Yeah, they like put Whoppers, ground up Whoppers on top. We were with their friend, Jill's friend Matt, who was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dressed like someone who worked at Target. He had like a red shirt and khakis. I just couldn't stop thinking about that all day.
Did he work at Target?
No. No, he did like real fancy like spectroscopy weird stuff. Like he had to take a couple of work phone calls while he was on the thing. And he's like, did you calibrate the whatever? Did you run the thingamajigger? And did you do the fancy Adam something something? And I was like, ooh, he said he works at the National Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, he does something real, like, important sounding.
Is it Target Laboratory?
No, I don't think it was the Target Laboratory.
Target has money. Why don't they run a laboratory?
They probably do run a laboratory.
Do they make
actually,
dual dress and red
Target,
shirts and khakis?
I believe Target helps out. Target does, like, a lot of research and processing for, like, investigation, like, criminal investigation sort of stuff. If I remember correctly, they process, like, DNA or hair or something weird like that in their labs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then we went to a dog park and I had a dog on my lap like most of that day. And then later that night, I got back to my, I went to my hotel room. I checked into my hotel. I walked by myself in Seattle to the drugstore to buy pantyhose and cuticle balm because my hands were dry.
Cuticle balm, sure.
And I bought a sandwich. I wasn't really hungry. I ate the sandwich like 2 hours later. and then I went back to my hotel and my eye was like half swollen shut because I think I might be allergic to dogs now.
Mm-hmm.
I never was before. I was never allergic to dogs. Like I had a dog. I've always been fine with dogs, but I think I'm allergic to dogs now. And I went to sleep. I got up the next morning and I made the mistake of wearing heels in Seattle because I didn't realize that there were like a lot of hills. Mm. And I had to walk up, like, this super steep grade. By the way, driving in Seattle is terrifying. Mm. Like, I didn't even have to drive. I was a passenger, and I was terrified.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the thought of... have good public transportation.
Yeah, the thought of driving, I don't like at all. So, I went and I had some interviews all day. I went for lunch. I had Italian. I had rigatoni. It was fine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing special. Mm-hmm. And my eyes started watering and I was sneezing more again later in the day because it was a dog friendly building and I played with the dog briefly. Everywhere in Seattle is like dogs. Yeah. Like, we brought this dog to a restaurant, right? And the restaurant brings out like a dog bowl full of water. Like, they just have dog bowls and they bring it out and it has water in it for the dog. And I'm just like, seriously, this is crazy. And, like, they allow dogs in the Amazon buildings. Not all of them, but some of them. They allow dogs in. It's just, like, really crazy. And the cool thing about that is that all the dogs are super chill. Because they all have to be cool around a bunch of other dogs. So every dog's super chill and, like, obedient and, like, doesn't bark all the time. It's pretty great, really.
So my brother texted me today.
Mm-hmm.
Said he got an apartment.
Oh.
In Aurora, Colorado, which is south.
Oh, that's where there was like a shooting.
Was there?
I know somebody who lives in Aurora, Colorado.
It's like south of, or southeast of whatever, but it's in this little neighborhood here.
Well, it's nice.
It's cute. It's a cute little neighborhood. Look how cute it is.
Our viewers can't see.
Look at it. Here, it's cute. There's like trees. I got trees there.
Cool. So I did my job interview, and then another one of my coworkers came into Seattle, but she already lives in Seattle. She just, like, lives in the suburbs, so it's a lot faster and not as much of an imposition for her to come in. And we went to some seafood place, and I had fish and chips, and we had calamari, and it was really good. And then I went back to my hotel room, and I put off going to sleep for a while, and I went to sleep, and then I got up this morning, and I got a little bit lost trying to find the light rail, but I found the light rail, and then I went to the plane, and then I came home. And that was my weekend. It was a big, long weekend, you guys. I did a lot of stuff. Don't know how my job interviews went. I will find out, hopefully, by the end of the week, more realistically, like, the middle of next week.
Mm-hmm. So, did you go to...
The answer is probably no.
Archie McPhee?
No. I didn't have that much extra time in Seattle. Like, because I spent Sunday with Jill, and then I spent last night with Erica... I didn't really have extra time except when I walked to the drugstore.
Did you go to Joe Manganiello's birthday party?
I didn't go to Joe Manganiello's birthday party. That was in New York. I was in New York.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you fall down a hole?
I didn't fall down a hole. I didn't even, like, trip and fall anywhere.
Did you find an apartment in Seattle?
Nope. I'm hoping someone else will help me with that if the time comes.
Yeah.
I think someone else will. What did you do this weekend? Was it as interesting as mine?
I don't think it was. I listened to a lot of podcasts.
I don't think it was as detailed as mine.
I subscribed to two new podcasts that I've listened to all the way through.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess the Redundant Lives of Alex and Marcus. I started that last week sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had a new one. But I started listening because Harmontown happened. The episodes pop up on Wednesdays because they do them on Sunday nights.
And then they edit them or whatever.
Yeah, then they show up on Wednesdays. And then Jordy White and Fred Sablon were on that. And they are members of the band Goon Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Jordy White was previously known as Twiggy Ramirez from the band Marilyn Manson.
Oh, like a stage name.
So people know him as Twiggy. And that's how I knew him first because I'd listened to Marilyn Manson since I was like 15. And I always liked his music. He was in A Perfect Circle as well.
Was he?
Yeah. He did.
How many people were in A Perfect Circle?
Well, it was Maynard did the singing.
Mm-hmm.
Twiggy was the bass.
Okay.
The drums was Josh Freese, who was on the last episode that I listened to of the Hour of Goon.
Oh, yeah, because they know each other.
Yeah. And then James Iha was on guitar. He was from Smashing Pumpkins.
Hmm.
So it was like a super group. Mm-hmm. And then there was another guy who kind of got them all together and wrote the songs.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
That's fine. You don't have to.
Yeah.
So you listen to a lot of podcasts. What else did you do?
Your
car broke down. I know that. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. My car got fucked. Right in the tailpipe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so The Hour of Goon, I recommend it highly. They just talk about stuff like brunch and...
Brunch.
They enjoy brunch and country crock.
I don't want to be a brunch person.
And Hello Kitty toasters.
No, my sister said that this weekend too. Like, I never want to be a brunch person. Someone who's excited about brunch. That seems weird.
Oh, Aisha Tyler was excited about brunch.
Yeah, I don't want to be a brunch person.
And they talk about George Burns' shoes.
I don't really know who George Burns is. It's like the third time I've heard him referred to in the past few days, and I still don't know who he is.
He was...
can you Google him so I can see what he looks
like? Yeah, he was real maybe old I will. When he died. He was like 100.
Maybe I will know what he
He's just
he
like a little old guy with glasses and a cigar. Oh, that's not... I can't spell
George Brunn.
Shut it. Who's that guy?
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't really ring a bell.
He's been old. He was old since the... he was born in 1896.
Oh, he's 100 when he died.
He died in 1996, yeah. He's a little over 100.
Mm.
But, like, yeah. He was old in, like, the 60s.
And then he was just even older.
And he just kept being real old.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I guess you generally assume when someone's in their, like, 70s that they're kind of getting there, and then there's another 25 years and he's still there, and you're just like, wow, really?
But he was, like, he was 100 and he was still, like, going, you know?
Well, obviously not.
Well,
if he died.
Well, I mean, he stopped going that one day, but...
Yeah, but until then he was going.
But his wife died in 1964.
Oh, no. It looks like she died early, though.
Yeah, it looks like she was 38.
No, that's when they were married.
Married, oh, until 64.
Click on her. She might have died, like, a normal age.
Oh, yeah. She was born in 1895 and died in 1964. She was 69 when she died.
Okay.
And then he lived another 30 years.
He just kept going.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then he would say, George Burns would say, say goodnight, Gracie. And then she'd say, goodnight, Gracie.
Uh-huh. I know that trope, I didn't know that was them.
That was the joke.
I get it. Wasn't she a comedian?
Yeah, they did a show.
Oh.
Burns and Allen.
Huh. I should know stuff more than I do.
But anyway, his shoes.
What about him?
The Jordy has his shoes. He got his shoes from when he was in Oh God, You Devil Part 3.
Oh.
Or Oh God Part 3.
Whatever it's called. Is that a show?
Oh God, You Devil. The movie.
Oh.
And George Burns played the devil. Or he played God.
Okay. I think I have nail polish in my glasses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it Oh God, You Devil? That's what it was called.
Interesting.
1984. It was the white shoes that he wore and that loafers or whatever.
If you could have a celebrity's, like some sort of something from a movie or whatever, or a celebrity, what would you want?
What would I have?
Yeah.
Like a memorabilia from a TV show or movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not just, like, something hanging around in the house. Like
something cool.
Yeah.
I want the compass from Lost.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's in a loop. It never existed. Like, it never showed up.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you had to have an article of clothing? Someone's clothing from some show.
From TV. I'll have to think about it for a minute.
Okay. I would want... probably something from the X-Files, but what thing from the X-Files? I want the...
You didn't tell me what, just item that isn't clothing that you want. Like, just
yeah, that's what
item.
I'm doing.
No, an item from a TV show.
That's what I'm about to say.
Oh, I thought you were doing clothing.
No, well, I mean, we'll do both, okay. But the first thing that... Okay. You don't know, because you didn't hear me say it. I want... So there's an X-Files episode called Home.
Oh, no you don't.
Where there's, like, incest brothers and then, like, their mom. Yeah. And they keep their mom under
the
bed.
That's the creepiest episode.
They keep their mom under a bed in, like, a rolly thing. I want the rolly thing.
No, yes, they do. I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, you don't have to. This is all hypothetical. But I want it.
No, I want the compass from Lost. And I could have had it. I think it was only, like, $3,000 they sold
it for.
Oh,
only $3,000.
When they had the Lost.
That's, like, auction. More money than we have.
Yeah. Well, they had the auction for all the Lost things. Someone bought the van.
Uh-huh.
Man, Lost was so good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
They talk about Lost on that on the Goon Moon.
Oh, is that why you wanted to? Is that why you wanted to watch it again?
Yeah, I just started. Well, I started watching season 6 again.
Yeah, you never started the beginning.
Well, I've already seen the beginning like 6 times.
Yeah, I know. So you never start at the beginning. You start like in the middle. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's a thing about you. You never stop forgetting.
But Desmond always has the best episodes.
Desmond's great. He's like the best character.
And,
so
and Hurley has the second best episodes.
That's probably true. Yeah. I think Desmond is the best character. He's got a lot of depth as a character, and like a lot of shit happens to him.
But Hurley's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but he gets a little annoying sometimes. He's just like, oh, everything's terrible. Like,
where's my apple? I'm gonna throw it at you.
You ate it.
Shit. Hold on.
What? Oh, please don't throw up your apple, please. Like, not on purpose or otherwise. All right, I am tired, and I'm kind of fuzzy, and I'm wondering if I have some sort of brain aneurysm. I hope I don't.
You have brain damage?
I don't know. It could just be because my inner ear is off, and it just makes you feel weird. So I think we're going to...
alcohol in it.
We're going to... No, that doesn't help. Okay. I heard that on Sawbones. No, there's a whole Sawbones. Like, the most recent episode of Sawbones is about, like, ear candling and other things that doesn't help your ears at all. And alcohol is one of them.
I thought you do that because it dries up the water.
No.
In your ear. It doesn't?
You're not supposed to do that.
Why?
It's first off, it's not water in my ear. Like, I didn't go swimming.
I don't know.
You don't. You don't do it.
What do you do?
You go to a doctor if there's a problem.
And they get, like, a little scoop out your earwax?
If it's necessary, but you need your earwax, so they don't usually do anything. Know. You do need your earwax. No, you do. That's like, it's there for a reason, so you do need it.
All right, we're gonna go. Peace out.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.